You probably know that chickens are big business on the Eastern Shore, but did you know that the poultry industry on the Delmarva Peninsula started by accident? It was back in 1923 when Cecile Steele, the wife of a farmer in Ocean View, Delaware, ordered 50 chicks from a nearby hatchery for egg production. They got the order wrong. They set her 500. She kept them, eventually sold them for profit, and ordered 1,000 more the next year. It didn't take long for other farmers to catch on, and the industry has been growing ever since. But all those chickens produce hundreds of thousands of tons of manure every single year. And what to do with that mess so close to the Chesapeake Bay has had folks worried for a long time. Correspondent Pamela D'Angelo reports it's been on the minds of Virginia's Eastern Shore residents lately.
This is the sound inside one of Delmarva's state-of-the-art chicken houses with 30,000 birds ready for processing. And with that many chickens in one place, well, you can imagine what's on the floor. But it doesn't smell that bad because every so often one of about 20 giant fans switches on, drying out the manure. Outside, there are clusters of 6 to 8 of the 600-foot-long barn-red buildings, each taking up nearly an acre. And more are coming to the Eastern Shore from Delaware down to Virginia. But it's what you can't see that worries some neighbors like Sue Mastel of Citizens for a Better Eastern Shore. She wants more oversight from Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality.
As far as actually measuring water quality issues and air quality issues, DEQ, with the permits that these poultry operations currently have, assumes that there is no pollution. Therefore, there's nothing to measure.
It's a complaint echoed by Maryland residents who live near concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, that are being built on farm fields in rural neighborhoods. Poultry houses in Maryland require stormwater controls, but no runoff or air emissions testing. Virginia is proposing a new permit to require more boots-on-the-ground monitoring for some farms. Mastel and others who attended a recent public hearing on the draft permit complain the sampling uses no science and doesn't go far enough.
The measurement is for the operator, the farmer, to get a glass of water, look at it, smell it, send in a report, and that's it.
But commercial farmers say they already have to deal with piles of paperwork to comply with state and federal regulations and spend tens of thousands of dollars on stormwater management. Mark McCready, a lifelong poultry farmer who moved his operations from Maryland to Virginia, was at the hearing.
I have to send manure samples off to the University of North Carolina State every year. I've just went through a DEQ full audit. They came to the farm. They inspected everything. They inspected the grounds, the manure shed, make sure the manure was stored, and all of my documentation. I have all of my documentation from 5 years ago. Where the manure went, how it went, how much, all of it.
Residents are also concerned about ammonia sucked out by the giant fans. McCready says that's a misconception.
Ammonia levels, when I was a little boy, would knock you down if you went in a chicken house. Now, if you've got 15 parts per million, poultry welfare law state, you better be doing something. You're not doing something right.
Like Virginia, new poultry houses in Maryland have extensive stormwater controls to prevent runoff. And there's been a change in how the industry operates, leaving much of the manure in the houses for years, in part as a way to inoculate the next batch of chicks from disease. Hans Schmidt, Maryland's Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Resource Conservation, explains.
Giving the birds more room in the houses, they're not cleaning the houses out as often as what they had done in the past. It is a huge change in the management of how they handle these birds or how they handle the manure.
Maryland estimates its Eastern Shore poultry houses produce about 387 tons of manure. That's a little over 19,000 dump truck loads. It's heavily regulated.
They just can't take the manure out and go out and spread it on the ground.
Virginia's lucrative aquaculture industry is also paying close attention. Dick Snyder is a scientist who works at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science Eastern Shore Lab.
Sitting here at the birthplace of the clam industry, I owe it to aquaculture to make sure that chicken houses are not going to adversely affect aquaculture on the Eastern Shore of Virginia.
From the Eastern Shore, I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.